So, you got that new movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So at the beginning of this movie, this guy keeps getting streams of pee in his mouth, right?
Oh, I think he might have the wrong building.
I mean, I don't think so, sir. Aquaman 2?
Oh, really?
You see, Aquaman has a kid now, and this baby keeps peeing in his mouth, because, you know, being a dad is tough.
Okay.
And so at the end of the day, he enjoys a nice Guinness, the perfect beer for cool dads.
What are you talking about?
Well, I figure, you know, superhero fatigue seems to be a thing, so we gotta secure our bag.
Ah, you mean like switch to breathe?
No, just like super overt product placements.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, so Aquaman washes down baby pee with some Guinness and then complains about how much he hates his job.
As the king of Atlantis?
Yeah, doesn't like it.
Wasn't the first movie about him kind of accepting his position as the king of Atlantis?
Yeah, doesn't like it.
All right.
But one day a bad guy is gonna start doing some bad stuff, so Aquaman's gotta step up.
Who's he gonna go up against this time? I mean, we had Black Manta in the first one.
Oh, you're gonna like this. We're gonna have him go up against Black Manta.
Oh!
Yeah, again.
Right, okay.
But this time, Black Manta finds a magical trident and gets possessed by an evil spirit.
Sure, okay, that's slightly different.
A little bit. So he starts going around the ocean, stealing a bunch of this stuff called orichalcum.
Sounds like a very scary brand of toothpaste.
No, it's actually this very powerful stuff that's also really bad for the planet.
Even scarier.
And one day, he and his crew attack Atlantis to steal some of this stuff.
So he's got a whole crew? How's he paying for all this?
He showed up, and so he's gonna be like, I'm gonna kill me a dead mermaid.
What?
And so yeah, this attack kind of springs Aquaman into action, and he starts doing cool action scenes for the rest of the movie.
Sick.
Yeah, he's gonna do the same yell as Goofy when he fights, which is maybe a cool thing to do when you're fighting.
It might be.
And he's gotta figure out how to stop this guy, because the whole planet's gonna be destroyed.
Oh boy, sounds like he needs to get the Justice League together.
Nope.
Why not?
Because...
Fair enough.
No, instead he goes to get his brother Orm. Remember Orm from the first movie?
He's from the first movie.
He is. So this is gonna be a buddy comedy now.
Sure, okay.
So eventually they're gonna get to where Black Manta is, and they find this trident, and Orm is gonna learn all about its history and whatnot.
How does he learn that?
Well, when you touch this thing, it turns you into an exposition machine.
Storytelling tridents are tight.
Yeah, and so he finds out that the spirit possessing Black Manta is called Kordax, and he was trapped using blood magic a long time ago by his brother, King Atlan.
Blood magic's the bloodiest kind of magic.
And in order to free Kordax, Black Manta is gonna need some blood from one of Atlan's descendants, so you know, Aquaman and his family.
Wow, it's crazy that the guy that found this trident already had beef with the bloodline needed to bring this guy back from the dead.
Yeah, I wrote a crazy thing here.
Good. Good.
So to get his hands on some of this royal blood, Black Manta kidnaps Aquaman's baby.
Oh, this guy's good. Babies are also filled with blood.
Yeah, that's a weird way to phrase that. Anyway, when Aquaman finds this out, he's gonna be like, no!
That makes sense.
So now they gotta go fight this bad guy and save a baby.
Very exciting.
So as they're doing that, Black Manta's gonna throw the magic trident at Mira, but Orm is gonna catch it, and so he gets possessed.
Orm-norm!
And so now the evil spirit wants to use Orm to destroy the planet, but Aquaman puts a stop to that.
Wow.
The powers of forgiveness and brotherly love.
Aww. So then what happens?
Well, the evil spirit manages to get some of Aquaman's blood, so he gets released.
Uh-oh.
So Aquaman throws a trident at his freaking face, but he catches it.
Yikes.
Sounds like he's strong. It's gonna be tough to defeat him.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Aquaman's smart, so what he does is... he throws another trident.
Whoa!
Yeah, that one works.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So they save the planet, and Aquaman goes to Orm like, hey, you know what? I'm not gonna put you back in jail. You're a good dude.
Nice.
Instead, I'm gonna tell everybody that you died, and you'll be forever exiled, and you can never return to the kingdom you love.
Oh, my God.
So that's a nice moment. And then Aquaman's gonna give a press conference.
About what?
Well, he's gonna kind of reveal to the Earth that they exist and say that Wakanda's gonna share their technology with everybody.
Did you say Wakanda?
And then he's gonna end the press conference by saying, I am Aquaman, and then we're done.
All right. That is exactly how the first Iron Man movie ended.
Yeah, great movie.
Didn't the world already know he was Aquaman?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we can get weird, have some fun with this one. It's not like it's the end of the DCEU, right? It'd be pretty weird to end the DCEU the same way the MCU began.
Yeah, that would be weird, but I mean, I don't see the DCEU ending. Oh, also, there's gonna be a mid-credit scene where Orm eats a cockroach.
Can you imagine if that was the last ever scene in the DCEU?
That would be wild, but again, so much would have to go wrong for the DCEU to end on that note.
Hi,
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thank you so much for watching that pitch meeting. If you know me, you know I like to hide little Easter eggs in these things. So if you, in this one in particular, I did this thing where if you play it in reverse, all the audio will sound just nonsensical. It'll just be backwards, so you won't be able to understand it.